You're listening to Morning Edition here on Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Morgan Springer. During her sophomore year at the University of Michigan, writer Andrea Peterson had her first panic attack.
I just became gripped by this absolute terror and this conviction that I was dying.
A year later, Peterson was diagnosed with anxiety. Now she writes about health for the Wall Street Journal, and she's just come out with her first book. It's called On Edge, A Journey Through Anxiety. I'll be talking with Peterson in Traverse City this Friday for a National Writers Series event. Earlier this month, she told me about the link between her own anxiety and her family history. Her grandmother had schizophrenia.
And I remember even in the middle of that first, devastating panic attack, I remember thinking, okay, well, if I'm not dying, if I'm not having a heart attack right now, then this is the beginning of my descent into total madness. And because I'd heard the stories of my grandmother growing up, I knew that she had heard voices. I knew that she had had electroshock therapy and that she had been an inpatient at a psychiatric facility in Madison, Wisconsin. And I also knew that she, at one point, sort of, because of her paranoia, she actually tried to burn the house down with her husband and three children in it. And that was actually when she was sent to to Mendota, the psychiatric hospital, and didn't come home for 3 years. So I knew that I had this genetic legacy of mental illness in my family, and that was really the only sort of framework I had for, that must be what my future is going to look like. So it was terrifying.
Your grandmother's mental illness, it is pretty different, or it looks pretty different than the way that you describe your anxiety. Do you think that's because it's just different, or do you think it's because there are different treatments available now that weren't available then?
I don't know for sure because I do have her medical records, and schizophrenia in the 1950s was a bit of a catch-all diagnosis, and so it's hard to know if she had been, it is clear that she did have hallucinations, did hear voices. I've never had that. There definitely was psychosis that was involved. Her early symptoms, the first time she was hospitalized, when I was reading her records, it was amazing how similar they were to some of mine. This sort of worry, fixation on sort of catastrophe, worries about her memory, worries about her children. They were grounded in reality. My aunt, who does, she deals with bipolar disorder. She says that she's happy that at least it looks like the severity of the illness in our family is lessening with each subsequent generation. So we're hoping that maybe the next generation will maybe be unscathed.
Well, right. So you have a daughter of your own. Do you worry about her genetic predisposition to an anxiety disorder?
Oh, definitely. And that was something that was really weighed on my mind as I was contemplating, becoming a parent. There's times where I've had a rough road what kind of future am I, what am I bequeathing to a child? Twin studies have found that genetics are responsible for about 30 to 40% of the individual differences in anxiety. So it's definitely significant, but it's definitely not the whole story.
You have a part in your book where you say, "I worry that my worries will scare off those I love." Have your worries or your anxiety scared off people that you've loved?
Oh yeah, definitely. I talk in the book about losing at least one friend, and also I was in a relationship with someone who really couldn't handle my anxiety. And I think it was definitely contributed to the end of it. There is something called emotional contagion. We tend to mimic the facial expressions of other people, and a facial expression of a certain emotion can actually induce that emotion. And so I have had instances where, people didn't really want to catch my anxiety, or there was a fear that maybe that their life would become as limited as mine was. Thankfully, that has not been, that's happened, like I said, a handful of times, but overall, I feel like, I've been lucky to have a wonderful husband, and who I actually, after I had this one relationship that with a man who really couldn't handle my anxiety, I made a vow to disclose my condition on a second date, no later than that, because I just didn't want, I wanted to make sure that the person I was with could at least, you know, could handle it and let them know that this is a chronic condition. You know, I have easy years, I have tough years, it's probably not going to go away. And so I did. And thankfully, you know, it worked out.
Andrea, thank you so much for talking.
You're welcome.
Andrea Peterson is the author of On Edge, A Journey Through Anxiety. You can hear more from her at a National Writers Series event in Traverse City this Friday. I'll be the guest host. You're listening to Morning Edition here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Morgan Springer.